Raise your hand if all your student debt was just forgiven. Great! But for the rest of us with unforgiven loans, there's also good news from SoFi, the name to remember if you want to forget student debt. When you refinance unforgiven student loans with SoFi, you could save thousands with lower rates or get out of debt sooner. Plus, SoFi is paying off up to $1 million in student loans with our Forget Your Student Debt sweepstakes. 10 lucky winners will each have up to $100,000 of their student debt wiped off the books. It's all at SoFi.com/forgetmydebt. The federal student loan freeze ends soon. So remember to refi with SoFi now, and you might forget about all those unforgiven student loans too. Remember, it's all at SoFi.com/forgetmydebt. Oh, I almost forgot. You can put your hand down now. SoFi student loans are originated by SoFi Bank. NA member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. No purchase or account funding necessary. See rules for free entry. Ends 12/31/22. 50 U.S. states and D.C. 18 plus with outstanding student loan with a bank. Void where prohibited.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. That's me on this Monday, November 28th. And let's see, the last time you heard from me, it was November 22nd, where I talked about the announcement of Donald Trump announcing at Mar-a-Lago of his run for the presidency in 2024. And of course, I called it as usual. I'm right again, folks. Listen, I'm always right. Let's be honest, okay? You know why? Because I use common sense. I use critical thinking and actual facts, not fake news. So every day since he announced, if you thought they went after Trump before, they are throwing everything except the kitchen sink at him. But they probably threw the kitchen sink at him after this one. So for those that don't know, that what's going on now is Trump had a dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye West, who now goes by Ye, okay? So Kanye West, or Ye, brought along Nick Fuentes as a dinner guest. What's the problem with that, you ask? He fucking makes snowflakes melt, okay? According to the left, according to Democrats, Nick Fuentes is a white supremacist. He is a racist. And that's according to them. But when you actually listen to Nick Fuentes, he's not. He's just somebody that speaks. He's pretty much a right extremist, right wing extremist. But I don't buy this whole white supremacist thing. Okay. So anyway, my point is, of course, the talking heads on CNN. This is the point I want to make. It doesn't matter who went to dinner at Mar-a-Lago. They are going to pick apart everything or anybody that comes anywhere near this guy. So what I find interesting, of course, you have the CNN fucking losers, the talking heads on MSNBC, ABC, CNN, of course. Of course, you know, they're going to trash Trump. This proves that he is a racist. He's not fit to be the president, I told you. Blah, blah, blah. And then you have piece of shit Republican governors that are Republican governors. You know, pieces of shit like Liz Cheney that are, you know, everywhere you look on the news. Like, all I typed in right now, I typed in Trump news. And a GOP governor calls Trump's dinner with a Holocaust denier. Very troubling. But these are people that are just one step of being voted out, is my point. These are garbage politicians. These are sellout GOPs. These are sellout Republicans. These are people that the Democrats fucking literally sucked a cock of. Okay? These people are what you call rhinos. For those that don't know what the term rhino means, it means Republican in name only. And it's not spelled like rhino, rhinoceros. If you're spelling rhino, if you're calling a Republican a rhino, and you're spelling it like you would with the rhinoceros thing, then you're a fucking idiot. Republican in name only is R-I-N-O, not R-H-I-N-O, like the fucking rhinoceros. So, you know, that's, you hear me coming after people. You know, get it right when you're going to talk about shit. So anyways, so that's all in the news now. It's almost like this gotcha moment. Oh, we got him again. Look who, you know, and then of course, Donald Trump, I mean, he invited Kanye to dinner and Kanye brought this guy, Nick Fuentes. Trump didn't know he was going to bring him, first of all. But of course, that's not good enough. See what I mean? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Trump says. It's never going to be good enough. It's never going to be. But anything that Joe Biden does is good enough. We're supposed to overlook this bumbling fool of a president, a fucking guy that clearly has fucking dementia or something wrong with his fucking... If Joe Biden doesn't have dementia straight out, he has the beginning signs of it. It's clear to see. So my point is, why aren't we talking about our commander-in-chief now? Why are we so concerned about Donald Trump? It's 2022 and Donald Trump isn't the fucking president right now. Don't you see what I'm trying to show you the bigger picture here? This is a bullshit story. This is just all they want to do is keep Trump in the news, mocking him. And they want you to take your eyes off the ball that sleepy Joe Biden fucking fumbled in the fucking fourth quarter in the end zone after Trump threw it to him. That's pretty much what happened. This fucking president had it made. This fucking president had a fucking... He was handed a fucking silver platter by Trump and literally fucking dumped the tray down the steps. That's the best way you can fucking describe this fucking moron. Like, this guy was fucking set up to win. All he had to do was leave the border alone. Just leave shit alone. Just come in and just fucking take a seat in the fucking White House. Joe Biden, you didn't have to do any work. You had everybody in charge doing the right thing. The fucking wall was going up. The fucking pipes, the Keystone Pipeline was being built. Fucking America was on the fucking road to recovery, and you come in and fucking throw the train off the tracks. And that's the best way I can describe it. But going back to this story, this is a nothing burger, so to speak. Okay? And of course, you listen to NBC. This Trump's team's doing damage control. But the truth is, no, they're not. And you know what matters, though? All that matters is what the voters think. And I've already talked to most voters that voted for Trump in 2020 and that voted for Trump in 2016. They don't give a rat's ass who fucking Trump had at dinner. They're fucking voting Trump. These are everyday Americans that are struggling to pay their bills, to put food on the table. Do you think they give a shit about what NBC News thinks about Donald Trump? Do you think the average American citizen that's fucking filling up their fucking, they're going to Walmart or Publix and getting a 3/4 of the way cart full of food that's costing, what, $170 now? Where 3 years ago it was like $90? Do you think that average Joe gives a fuck about what Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo thinks about Donald Trump and who Donald Trump had fucking dinner with? The answer is absolutely fucking not. And this is what I'm saying about the mainstream media is out of touch with regular American folks. The average person, when they go to the gas pump, they're wanting the gas price to be lower. When they go to buy food and lunch meat, they want to see the cost lower. Eggs, bacon, milk. And the thing is, what the news doesn't understand, what NBC News doesn't get, what CNN doesn't get, what all of these fucking fucking slick motherfuckers dressed in suits and ties in journalism on the left, what they don't understand is we don't give a shit what they're saying about Donald Trump. We don't give a shit that he dined with a fucking white nationalist. I don't give a fuck because you know why? I liked it when Trump was president. You know, maybe he was a little rough around the edges, but that's what we needed. We need somebody to go to Washington and kick ass and do the people's business. Hell, if I became the president, I would do more than Trump. I would fucking fire the lobbyists. I would shut down the United Nations building and fucking bulldoze that shit. Look up the United Nations. It hasn't done shit for us. If you notice, you haven't heard me going on and on about Nick Fuentes of who he is, because you know what? It really doesn't matter. You know, but according to these people, they say he was a Holocaust denier and a white nationalist. But I actually listened to him and... Not really a white nationalist, folks. what they want to call and what in 2022, if they call you a white nationalist, you were just a regular Joe Schmo in 1988. You were just a guy that believed in God, country, the American flag. Like, what happened to that country? But because the left, because of all these idiots in the news and Hollywood and the news, they distract and they have all the power. You can turn the TV on 24 hours a day and get indoctrinated by this shit. So is it a wonder that Biden's the president? I believe we are in a form of, I believe the whole world, I believe more than 55, 60% of the people in this world are fucking brainwashed. I believe truly they are. I believe it's some kind of a psychosis. It has to be, folks. But the people that are making the story, the people that are making this a story and trying to scare you and trying to play, you know, they're trying to paint Trump as a fucking racist. That's all they go back to. But you can go back years back in Trump's history. Nothing in his past screams racism. Not one fucking thing. So anyway, this is what happened, okay? Let me get to what happened now. So, former President Donald Trump distanced himself, it says Friday, from a pre-Thanksgiving dinner at his Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida with Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. And of course, on NBC, it says, and white supremacist Nick Fuentes, claiming he didn't know the identity of the far-right activist who was unexpectedly brought along with the rapper. This is what Trump said. This past week, Kanye West called me to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Shortly thereafter, he unexpectedly showed up with three of his friends, whom I knew nothing about, Trump said on Friday. Trump went on, we had dinner on Tuesday evening with many members present on the back patio. The dinner was quiet and uneventful. Then they left for the airport. That's it. On Saturday now, Deputy White House Press Secretary Andrew Bates denounced the meeting. Of course, and this is what he said. Bigotry, hate, and anti-Semitism have absolutely no place in America, including at Mar-a-Lago. Holocaust denial is repugnant and dangerous, and it must be forcefully condemned. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? The average Trump voter does not give a fuck. They're seeing their fucking 401k being drained. If you're a fucking restaurant or owner or a fucking small business owner of any kind, you're fucking, you know, you're either making it because you've been in business for years and you're established a fucking repertoire with the community, or you're struggling and closing. And I'm not going to go into the name of the business, but there's a 51-year-old restaurant right here in Ocala. The person I know owns it. And they just recently put it up for sale, and it's a shame. And one of the reasons why is costs are through the roof. Thanks, Joe Biden. And more and more and more mom-and-pop business will continue to shut down under this administration and their foolish, reckless spending. We've got to stop fucking forgiving loans. We got to stop promising deadbeats free shit. Somebody's got to pay the bill, folks. Have we forgotten? Have we fucking forgotten? Listen to the Daryl Worley song. Remember, have you forgotten? When he's talking about when the towers fell in 9/11. But when you listen to the rest of that song, he's not only saying, have you forgotten about the towers falling? He's talking about, have you forgotten about what America really stands for? Right? The shiny church on the hill that Ronald Reagan used to talk about. Family and friends and God and country. That's what America was built on. We stand on the shoulders of giants, people that did amazing things in the country. You know, you look up Alexander the Great, what, thousands of years ago, the kid was like, what, 17, 18 years old? They didn't call him Alexander the Great for nothing. Look that shit up. Now we have motherfuckers 17, 18 that are men. They don't even want to drive. They don't even want to get a license. They don't even want to go to work. And if they do work, they work part-time. So, you know what? Don't get me started, motherfuckers. Do not get me fucking started. So anyway, back to this fucking Nick Fuentes. The average Trump voter does not give a fuck who Donald Trump voted for. You know, I wish CNN would fucking have me on there so I can tell them. I wish they would do a fucking poll and call fucking Republican, call all Republican voters all across the country and ask them the question, do you care who Donald Trump had dinner with? And the answer is going to be, fuck no. And the answer after that's going to be like, fuck Sleepy Joe, fuck Joe Biden. Nobody cares. The only people that care is the White House. The only people that care is the talking heads that are paid to care, that are paid to fucking try to brainwash you. They want to tell you how bad and evil and Trump is. In the meantime, they look away about what Hunter Biden did on his laptop. Fucking, literally, on a laptop, fucking underage fucking young girls. It's fucking disgusting, folks. The guy's the kid, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son's literally a fucking walking, talking pedophile. And what about all this Hollywood cover-up with Harvey Weinstein and fucking Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, that's right, we don't fucking hear about that shit anymore. All of this shit's a cover-up. Just like I said, the shit's rigged, folks. Rigged from the top to the bottom. Now, do I want Trump to be the president in 2024? Yes. Do I think he can be? It's going to be an uphill battle, folks. Do we truly believe, does anybody walking around that works for a living, do we truly believe that 81 million folks, the White House, the news, Hollywood, okay, the left-wing media completely, they want you to truly believe, now wait for it, that 81 million people wanted this joke of a president, and that 81 million people cast their vote for him legally. Do you believe it? Because I fucking don't. Do I know what exactly took place in the 2020 election? No. But if I was a guessing man, some pretty shady motherfucking shit took place. They made sure Trump would not get the presidency again. Now, again, going back to the question, do I want Donald Trump to be the president in 2024? Yes. There's some debate out there, you know. Some of my Republican friends are like, Donald Trump needs to step aside. Let DeSantis take over. No, because first of all, people, listen to yourself. Do I want DeSantis to be the president? Yes, but not now. I don't want him in 2024. Why not 2028? Think about it. Think about what I'm saying here. Now hear me out. DeSantis just got reelected just now in 2022. Now, follow me. If DeSantis comes out in 6 months and says, I'm running for the presidency, let's just say for the sake of it, Donald Trump gets beaten by DeSantis and Ron DeSantis is the Republican nominee for President of the United States in 2024 against Sleepy Joe. Do you know what Sleepy Joe is going to do? Sleepy Joe is going to tell you that DeSantis is a quitter and that he quit and abandoned Florida. He abandoned the people of Florida. My point is, if I was a strategist for Ron DeSantis, I would simply tell the guy, look, if you want to run for president, don't do it now. Run your term out as a winning governor in the great state of Florida, because the guy is a winner in this state. Do not leave midterm. Do not give your opponent something to bash you with, because that's all the media is going to do, is say that he was a quitter. And then, of course, Biden, whoever's running against DeSantis, is going to say something stupid like, if he abandoned Florida, what's to say that once he becomes president in 2 years, he just throws his hands up and quits? So don't give him that ammunition. The media, the Hollywood, NBC, CBS, they despise Ron DeSantis. Why? Because he's a traditionalist. Married, got kids, doing the right thing, believes in the Bill of Rights, the amendments, the Constitution of the United States. He's against this woke ideology that's destroying, that's against law enforcement, this woke war on police. This indoctrination of our kids in school. And I believe DeSantis will run for president one day and will make a great president. But here's what I believe. I believe if DeSantis comes out now and runs against Trump, I believe they're going to split the vote. And a Democrat is going to sneak through the back door and win. We don't want that, folks. Let Donald Trump go for it one more time. Now, again, do I want Donald Trump to be the president in 2024? You bet your fucking ass I do. Is it going to happen? I don't know, folks. I feel like the system's rigged so bad. And there's so many people involved. Hear me out, folks. The CIA is rigged. The FBI is rigged. The Justice Department's rigged. Look what they did in Mar-a-Lago over the summer. You saw that live on TV like at 6 in the morning. They fucking raided Trump's shit. When's the last time they ever raided a former president? That's right. And think about it. I said on my podcast 2 days after the raid, go back and fact check me, motherfuckers. 2 days after the raid, when they raided Mar-a-Lago, you heard me say that they're not going to find anything and Trump is not going to go to jail. I fucking said it. While the talking heads promised you on CNN that this is it this time, we got him, Trump is going down for espionage. I saw that shit. I saw some fucking snowflakes online talking about that. We got him this time, Trump is getting arrested for espionage. Listen, folks, if they had something on Trump, the raid on Mar-a-Lago has been months ago. If they had something on Trump, Trump would already be arrested, bitches. Do you get it? So it's obviously rigged. The system's rigged. They're trying to intimidate him. They want him scared. They don't want him to run again. And of course, they're going to go after him heavy. They're gonna go after him. Attorney General, I think. Can't remember his name. His last name is Bragg in New York. I guess they want to fucking go into Trump's tax records again. Good God, folks. Leave the guy alone. And all that does, you know what? They don't get it? MSNBC, CNN, all these fucking talking heads, right? These political pundits that fucking want to turn you against Trump. And they want to rehash the same shit over and over. You know, I heard some guy the other day really quick on CNN. I go through and listen to all of this because I want to be informed. And the guy was talking about 2016 again. It was clear that the Russians were involved. There was Russia collusion. I'm thinking, dude, this shit is 2016. Get over that shit. But they still want to talk about it. They still want to talk about Russia colluded in the election of 2016 when there is no facts. There is no evidence right now that proves that that's truth. It's a talking point. And all these people have to do, they have a voice, is say it over and over and over. And it gets spread around and around and around. And that's how people get misinformed. There's misinformed people out there because the TV and our government wants them to be misinformed. They think you're stupid, and they want you to even be stupider, if that's a fucking word. They want you to be a fucking idiot, a brainwashed dumbass. And when you come out and talk the way I do, you are the fucking enemy. But you know what? I don't give a fuck if I'm the enemy because I know I'm on the right side of shit. So a double middle finger, fuck you, to the people that's listening to me that are fucking brainwashed fucking sheep that believe all of this bullshit. Trump's a racist. How could you vote for him, Lee? He's not a fucking racist. You can't prove he's a racist. There's no evidence that the guy's a racist. It sounds good when a million fucking people or CNN fucking talks about it and then goes to Twitter and then all the fucking stupid sheep followers fucking say that shit. Folks, all I ask you is to open your fucking eyes. You're being bamboozled. You're being lied to. Our country's being fucking stolen. From inside out, our country is being fucking decimated and destroyed. One day, you're going to fucking have to care. One day, you're going to have to care. You may call me an alarmist, but I'm not. I'm trying to wake you up. One day, you're going to have to care when they come down your fucking street. What are you going to do then? Hey, this is the last place for freedom, motherfuckers, the United States of America. If we lose this fucking place, we're fucking done, bitches. Done. And I said, and I'll say it again, this government is the enemy of the people. This administration is the enemy of America. George Washington would not believe what's happening now. Thomas Jefferson Abraham Lincoln. We have a traitor in the White House, folks. We have a criminal enterprise. They hijacked America. And as you heard me say on my past podcast, and I proved it, not without a reasonable doubt, but pretty goddamn close. I told you about the ties to China on my last podcast. I told you about China buying thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farmland. Why is it allowed to happen? And I told you what my true, real belief is. I believe right now, on November 28, 2022, and I have believed it since Joe Biden took office, that an agreement was made to sell out the United States to China. I truly believe right now China owns America, but the White House doesn't want to tell you that because that would fucking panic a lot of people. So all they got to do is fucking just keep feeding people, keep giving you gas to go to work, do what you're told, come home, fucking wash your clothes, eat shit, take a bath, wash your fucking kid's hair, take a rag, wash behind your fucking ears, right? Wash your ass with a fucking washcloth after you take a shit, go to sleep, fuck your wife, get up in the morning, and do this shit all over again. And while you're doing that, they're fucking up in Washington, robbing you blind, sending fucking tens of billions of dollars of our fucking money to Ukraine. How do you like those fucking apples? Because that's what the fuck's happening. I'm trying to tell you, folks, y'all fucking need to pay attention. Do you see what they're doing in the Capitol? Do you ever see these late night meetings? Do you ever watch it? Ever? Please pay attention when they vote on something at 10 or 11 at night. Do you know sometimes they're there until 4 and 5 in the morning? And you know what? Every time they're there till 4 and 5 in the morning voting on shit, it's some fucking shady shit they're voting on. Don't you think it's fucking done on purpose? These motherfuckers know what the fuck they're doing. They're getting paid good money, our fucking money. And then they're fucking sticking it in our asses. It's fucking wrong, folks. It is fucking wrong. There is going to be a reckoning one day. Will I be alive to see it? I don't know. Will the next generation be alive to see it? In other words, the people that are what, 10 and 15 years old now, will they see a revolution? You're damn fucking right they will. I'm not sure if I'm going to see it. I still think people still have their head in the sand. The problem is civil obedience. That's the fucking problem. Our ancestors would already have fucking burnt down Washington. You think George Washington's people would have fucking allowed this shit to happen? You think Abraham Lincoln would have allowed this shit to happen? Bulls fucking shit, folks. Would not have been allowed to happen. So again, the average Trump voter doesn't give a fuck of who Donald Trump fucking broke bread and had a fucking Thanksgiving turkey with. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. And hold that line, folks, and then vote Donald Trump in 2024. That's all I got to say about that. And that's all I got to say about this early Monday morning. I'm tired. I haven't really had much sleep in the last couple days. For those that know me, you guys know I got PTSD from the cancer I had in 2013. That's right, stage 4 cancer. It was a fucking battle. I'm glad to still be here. But anyway, real quickly, folks, again, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. But I've had the last week or so, I've been having trouble sleeping. Every year around this time, I don't know what it is, but I have trouble sleeping anyway. And I'm on a lot of different medications for my PTSD, my high anxiety, my stress disorder. I'm not going to go into the medications I take, but it's a lot. And I have insomnia anyways, but every year around this time, I have a hard time sleeping. I don't know. Does it have something to do with stuff that's happened to me around this time? Possibly, personally, in my life. I know my father died in January of 1999. And as it gets closer, it bums me out. I wish my dad was here. But anyway, thank you for listening to the greatest fucking podcast in Ocala. Because you ain't going to hear this fucking shit anywhere else, folks. I'm telling you, you ain't going to hear what I'm talking about anywhere else. They're scared to talk about it. You ain't going to hear about this shit on WOCA Talk Radio. They ain't going to fucking go there. It's FCC regulations. And not only that, they got to do every little thing Marion County Political Forum tells them to do. You know, they can't rock the boat. That's never going to fucking happen. And that's the problem. Civil obedience is the problem, folks. That's where we're at. So hold the line, folks. Keep the faith. Vote Donald Trump in 2024. And let's put a real president back in the White House. And thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffenwell podcast. Have a good one.